The Power FM Brekkie Show.
When you're trying to attract new people to your workplace, you've got to try and look as appealing as possible, don't you?
I think you need to make it look like A, a fun workplace.
Yep.
But B, a workplace where you're going to make a difference, like where you're sort of, where you're part of some kind of team that's doing something magnificent.
And look, I know the Department of Finance already doesn't sound very fun.
Oh, it sounds like it's just a complete bore, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know when I'm on news.com.au, you scroll down, you've got like so all the fun stories going on the top news, you've got technology, celebrity news is always a hoot, and then finance.
Yeah.
Ugh, so imagine a whole department of that nonsense.
Yeah, so the government Department of Finance have been looking for some new uni recruits.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, how can we attract them? Let's make a funky video.
Oh, yeah, uni students do love funky videos.
Yeah.
They're all about the YouTubes.
That's right. So they made a 3-minute video to try and entice people to come and work for the Department of Finance.
So it's like a recruitment ad.
Yeah. Here it is.
Hey, guys. I'm just heading downstairs to my paleo pear and banana bread. Would you like to join me?
No, thanks. It's a little bit fancy for me. I'm actually off to an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Stuff Network meeting.
Okay, then see you.
So, Jules, is this meant to show a bunch of the people just chumming it up at the workplace?
Yeah.
Having some chit-chat?
So this promo video goes for 3 minutes and it has some really bad acting of people going, hey, buddy, you know, we're part of the buddy program. But the one that's really drawn a lot of attention is the girl at the start saying, I'm just going for my paleo pear and banana bread.
I'm just heading downstairs for my paleo pear and banana bread.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I could be. I'm no Pete Evans. But isn't just a pear paleo anyway?
Like, I guess maybe she just doesn't want them to think that she's eating a pear that's been processed through a mincer and then using some kind of scientific lab being reassembled to turn into, like, some kind of processed
pear. What makes it paleo and not just a pear?
I don't
like
know,
pears,
Jules.
You don't have processed anyway, unless they've been chemically sprayed or whatever.
I don't know. But also, aside from the fact that her pear is paleo, but she doesn't really need to mention that, who says this ever in any conversation?
I'm just heading downstairs to my paleo pear and banana bread.
Jules, have we ever been up in the office and I've been like, hey, Jules, I'm just heading downstairs for a 375ml can of Coke and a Mars bar? I've never said that. And
no.
Why would I? Who talks like that?
Sometimes on a daily basis I'll say, Chris, I'm just going down for a piece of cake. Do you want one?
Yeah, and that's just kind of standard. And that's just being polite, but why so descriptive?
I know, it's weird.
I'm just heading downstairs for a slice of marble cake with whipped icing. Would you like a slice? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
A little bit ridiculous. So silly that it has been hauled in front of the Senate and they're doing a bit of a review of the ad to see whether they need to revise it and do a new one.
Where they went wrong.
Yeah.
I think you went wrong when in the opening line, the girl walks out and she says to the other lady,
I'm just heading downstairs for my paleo pear and banana bread.
It was just all downhill from there.
Meanwhile, I do really like that upbeat music.
That was fun.
That was fun. The Power FM Brekkie Show.